Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, patients.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. I hope you've been having a good day so far.
Yes, I've been having a good day. I hope you also had a good day.
Oh, yes, I did indeed. I did indeed. We're going to be talking about the Spirit-filled life. And in our last few lessons, we've talked at length about the Holy Spirit as Christ's representative on earth. Today's lesson focuses on the life that is filled with the Holy Spirit. What is the influence that the Holy Spirit has on life? And so those are the issues that we're going to be looking at. So please do take us through the main points of today's lesson.
Okay. So I think it is very much important to understand that the Bible requires us to live a spirit-filled life, because there are so many verses in the Bible that indicate to us that Christians ought to be living a spirit-filled life, right? So you go through the Bible, verses like Acts chapter 2, verse 4, it will tell you that in the day of Pentecost, and then the Spirit came down and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible has also characters, people who were filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, people like Paul, people like Stephen. It has a lot of people who were filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is just an indicator of how important and how significant it is for us as Christians to live a life that is filled with the Holy Spirit. And of course, then the big question is, how do you know that you're living a life that is filled with the Holy Spirit? Or how do you just know? So I'd like us to consider Romans chapter 8, where Paul differentiates between living a spirit-filled life and living according to the flesh. I think if you understand the difference of living according to the flesh and living according to the Spirit, then you'll understand where you are and how you get to understand that, okay, this is the life that I'm supposed to be living. So in Romans chapter 8, we'll just look at the whole chapter and I'll just pick up the main points of what it means to live a spirit-filled life. You know, in verse 4, in verse 6 actually, he says that for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, immediately, he tells us about being carnally minded. So to be carnally minded is to have a mindset that the nature of the flesh, right?
Yep, yep.
So you are living according to the flesh. You are living according to what pleases you and not what God wants you to do. And on the opposite side, you have a person who is spiritually minded. So when you're spiritually minded, he says that there is life and there is peace. But when you're carnally minded, there is death. So when you look at somebody who lives a life that is according to the flesh, Paul continues to say that you cannot please God when you're living in the flesh. So what does it mean to live in the flesh? You are basically on the throne of your own life. You know, you get to determine what you want to do. You get to determine how you want to do things. You have no regard for the law of God. You have no regard for who Jesus is and what he has done on the cross. So you basically live the way you want to live. You know, you don't care what happens. And that is a person who is carnally minded, because he simply says that you have the things of God are enmity to you. That means whatever is good, whatever is of God, you are in contradiction to that. So that is a person who lives according to the flesh. And then he points to us to how we are supposed to be filled with the Spirit. How do you then know that this is a person who is Spirit-filled? You know, as he has mentioned, that there is life and there is peace when you are spiritually filled.
Yep.
And one of the things that you notice is that He mentions that then Christ is in the throne, because remember, the Holy Spirit leads us to truth. And we know that Jesus says that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, the Holy Spirit leads us to Christ. And so if you have no regard for Christ, then you're living in the flesh. But if you acknowledge who Christ is, you acknowledge who Jesus is, then you are living a spiritual life. And we know about the gifts of the Spirit. So as you are living a life that is filled with Christ, then the fruits of the Spirit start to manifest in your life.
Yeah.
You know, we see joy, we see peace, we see patience, we see goodness and gentleness. You know, your character is developed and you are growing to be a better Christian on a daily basis, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. Remember, as you were discussing about the Holy Spirit earlier on, you spoke about mm-hmm. the the responsibilities of the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes,
that
yes.
He counsels us and He guides us. So as He's counseling us and He's guiding us on a daily basis, because a Spirit-filled life is not an event. It's not a once-off thing that, okay, today I have the Holy Spirit and then, okay. But it's a lifestyle whereby each and every day we need to ask God, you know, that please pour your Holy Spirit. We need to live a life that is that God requires us to live. So on a daily basis, the Holy Spirit counsels us and guides us that, okay, no, you know, don't take left, take right. That no, you know, when you were having that conversation, you were a bit harsh or you were a bit rude. And then He's counseling you and He's guiding you. And through that, there is character development. There is change. You see that, okay, this person moves from point A to point B. You are no longer living in the flesh. So if in the flesh you used to lie, when you are now filled with the Holy Spirit, you're no longer lying. If you used to gossip, you are no longer gossiping. You are a completely new being. Because in Romans chapter 8, Paul then says, you die in the flesh. And what does it mean to die? That means you die in sin, meaning sin has to die. So on a daily basis, there's that renewal, there's that sanctification that happens in our lives whereby the Holy Spirit is constantly convicting us. It shows us that, no, this is not the way. This is the way that you should take. So He leads us to all truth. He leads us to what is right. He gives us, He leads us to life, because Jesus says that I have come to give you life and life in abundance. So the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. He is a representative of who Jesus is, and He leads us to Christ. So a Spirit-filled life is basically a life where there's character change. You know, we are focusing on things that are not of this world. We are no longer focusing on just money. It's no longer the primary thing that we want. We're not focusing on the things of the world. But we're focusing on spiritual things. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, please share the story of Bill as outlined in the lesson.
Okay. The story of Bill, Frank Morris, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay. So Frank Morris was a blind man, okay? So as blind as he was, he desired to take a trip to Switzerland. So he was living in America. So as he was blind, while he was taking a trip, he had a guide, you know, someone who would be there for him. And so obviously when you're traveling, you want to explore, you want to do all of those things. But then because he was blind, he was limited by this person who was taking care of him. So whenever somebody would ask that, please join me for dinner or join me for this, and the guide would be like, no, you cannot. So he was limited in the sense that he could not even explore, he couldn't do anything, and he was treated like a child. He was treated with he was treated like sort of like a package, you know, like we're just going to lock you in the room. You're not going to go anywhere. You're only going to leave when you eat, or you're only going to leave when you're going to exercise. So it wasn't such a wonderful experience as he was traveling. But when he got to Switzerland, then he was introduced to the German Shepherds, right? The dog, the dog that guides the blind people. He got interested, he got the dogs, and then he started a foundation when he got back to America. And so the dog would guide him. The dog would basically lead him, and he experienced more freedom than he had when he didn't have the dog, when it was literally a human being guiding him. You know, the human being treated him like a child, like he cannot move, he was constrained. But then when this dog was now guiding him, because you remember German Shepherds are actually very smart dogs, so he was able to cross the road, he was able to cross the busiest roads in America with a dog, and so which inspired the foundation that he started, and then more blind people were getting the dogs to lead them. And the story is basically an analog of how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. You know, we might think that we have freedom without the Holy Spirit, but actually we don't. Because remember, the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So that means He is all-knowing. That means He is wise. That means He exists outside of time. So the Holy Spirit knows my tomorrow, and the Holy Spirit knows that if I take a short left right now, this is what I'm going to meet at the road. But then we are limited as human beings. We cannot see our tomorrow, and we cannot see the next 5 minutes. So if I want to lead myself, then definitely distraction might come my way, and I wouldn't know. But if we're led by the Holy Spirit, who knows? Then He can lead us. He can lead us to happiness. He can lead us to eternal life. He can lead us to a place of peace. He can lead us to places that we cannot even imagine, because he is God himself. And he wants to lead us, and he wants to counsel us. So that is basically the analogy of, you know, how the German Shepherd was leading Frank, and he felt like, okay, I have now freedom. And he didn't worry. You know, he would just be relaxed when he's crossing the road, as blind as he was. He trusted that the dog would protect him, that he wouldn't be led by the car or hit by a car. And that's the same mindset we're supposed to have. Trust God, trust the Holy Spirit, that wherever he leads me, I will go. When he says do this, then just do it, because he is God.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for this. I like that you actually also explained what exactly the spirit life looks like or feels like, because I think we seek to live this life, yet we don't understand exactly how it looks like. And I do want to say thank you so much for coming through, Miranda. Now, your last thoughts, your parting shots?
My parting statement is that on a daily basis, we should ask God to renew each and every day the Holy Spirit in our lives. So it is important for us to pray and also to study the Bible. Because if we do not know who the Holy Spirit is and how he functions, then we can't even pray for him. And when he speaks to us, we won't be able to recognize his voice. When he reveals things to us, we won't be able to recognize all of that, because we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
So we need to be very prayerful and ask for the Holy Spirit. And we also need to read the Bible to understand. And when God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, we need to acknowledge him, and we need to listen. Because many times we do pray and God gives us the things that we've prayed for, but then we don't recognize them. So if you pray for the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is now talking to you that, okay, don't do this, then you need to obey. So we also need to have the willingness and the heart to want to obey and listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say to us and how he wants to guide us.
Beautiful. Well, Miranda, thank you so much. Patience, thank you so much. We're going to be speaking to Miranda later on. Patience, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about this very important subject. And I think to our listeners and ourselves as well, who are in this conversation, we must seek to live a spirit-filled life and pray to God that he assists us to get to that point. Blessings to you, my sister, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye.
Fantastic. Bye-bye.
It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.